Hello, everyone. Welcome to Cuck My Life podcast. Thank you for joining us. This is where we talk everything cuckold. Real stories, real guests, and real cucks. I'm Hopeful. I'm joined by my good friends, Aussie and Po' Boy. We're super excited to bring to you a show today that is all about how to find a good bull for your wife. Now, I don't know if we can help you or not. I think you might get a little benefit from the conversation. Come on inside and listen to us. You can't go onto Instagram and be like, hey, how do I find somebody to fuck my wife?
Woman wants to have sex with man. I will have sex with woman.
You might find somebody who's wonderful. You're also going to deal with fakes and flakes.
Are you guys a believer in kind of a signal-to-noise ratio?
My partner is going to be far more intrigued by your brain than by your penis.
Project about what you think you want from her for your own fantasies is never going to work out well.
How can you, if you are a cuck, help your partner find a bull, find a man who will satisfy her sexually in a way that you are unable to? There's a lot that goes into it, and I think that the discussion that we're going to have today will be based around reality, about what it really looks like to try and find your partner, to try and help your partner find somebody.
Yeah, and I think it probably helps to break it down into maybe even just like the way that we have met guys. And I would say that is, you know, fairly clean and cut. Really is that you've got, you know, dating apps of some sort. You've got maybe events or lifestyle events or events that you've sort of gone to where like-minded people gather and you've met some people. And then there's probably just the randoms those are probably the good ways. And then there's probably the someone from work, someone that you know in your life that maybe, you know, you would approach, and maybe we should cover off some of those things as well. And if they've happened to us,
I think communication is one of the real keys in this, and it's communication with the other person. It's communication with your partner, and it's how that person is going to communicate with your partner as well. And, you know, do you want to be part of the partner and third communication? Or is it going to be something where you're going to talk to the prospective partner and then she's going to, and you're going to be out after a certain point? Or, you know, there's some, I think Mistress Tatiana might be one that she's kind of like, she's got that, right?
She doesn't need my help.
That's, yeah, yeah. So Hopeful is just kind of in the wings there. I think, do you have a possibility of veto? Is that what's going on with you?
That's actually an interesting discussion. So we've been doing this now for about 4 years. And as everybody knows, we took a long break because of some personal stuff that was going on. And we're just starting to really get back into it. Now, our very first bull came from Twitter. He sniffed around and boom, there he was. And you know, it was during COVID, so there wasn't that much to do. We ended up doing a video chat with him, chatting back and forth on Twitter, private messages. Then we sat down and we had a meeting with him, just like you guys and I are meeting right now. She liked him. We made plans. We went and had a drink next to a hotel. Do you guys remember how cheap hotels were during COVID? Like, we could get a room for a night for like $70, right? The same hotel now is $190. And there was this little bar next to the hotel. We met him there. We hung out. She said, I'm going to go next door. She disappeared. And he said, what's going on? I said, we're going to go over there in a couple minutes. Let her go get ready. I had very little to do with picking that person.
Was your communication from the start, did you know that they were communicating, like, as in the chat backwards and forwards, or you saw all that?
She doesn't hide anything from me, right? Mm-hmm. She can if she wants to. She can do whatever she wants. I do not allow her. I don't let her. She is in charge. She does what she wants. But yes, when that relationship started, like I said, it started on Twitter. We found that person on Twitter. And we developed that relationship as a group. But yes, she had communication with them by herself. That was separate. And I don't ask. None of my business what she talks about.
Yeah, I think this is... So it brought me to the communication that even I have with her potentials is that... And I think this is something that I found was quite good. And she would say, I would think, found it quite good, was that because I was in on the conversation initially. So whether or not she would have a private conversation, but one of our earlier rules was this, that I would be privy to all conversations. And we still essentially do it that way now, where if she finds someone that she likes, whether it be on an app or comes through Twitter or however it comes, we would then have a group chat, which I'm involved in. Now, I often don't talk very much. The whole thing about this is them two getting the chemistry and the communication going is between them two. I'm just sort of a bit of a fly on the wall. But the benefit of being in on the conversation is that I can say things like, well, what about on Thursday? You know, this is talking to my wife privately. What about on Thursday? Like, if you're not working on like the next day, then maybe you could go and meet them on that day. Like, it gives me that part of being involved in the conversation to encourage and help set up time and say, I'll look after the kids here. Instead of you picking them up on this day, I'll go and pick them up so that you've got time and you can stay after work or whatever it happens to be. So I think that is a pretty helpful way of having the communication work. Now, I think there is still quite a lot of women that would probably just rather keep it private so that they just tell their cuck what they think they need to know. But I'm not sure. That's not something we've ever done. Po, how do you guys do it?
So while Po tries to figure out how to unmute himself again, I will point out that Aussie is 100% correct. We have stressed this in every episode that we've done. The best way to help your partner in this lifestyle is to communicate with them. To communicate with them about everything. To listen to them with the desire to hear what they're saying and not with the expectation of giving them the reply that you want to give them. You have to hear what they want. The best way to help your partner find a suitable sexual partner is to understand what it is that she wants. Not what you want, not what you want to see, not what you want to feel. Who would make her happy? Because her being happy, her feeling comfortable, is how to move this forward. There's no other way.
100%.
Welcome back.
Thanks. So we started, we put a profile on a swinger website called sdc.com. There's a few others. I think it's Swing Lifestyle or SLS, and there's one called Cassidy. You know, there's a gazillion apps. If you know, there's Tinder, all those things. There's a lot of choices you can have out there for kind of meeting people. If it's not, you know, if you get on some kind of platform and it's not the one that's getting you people that interest you, move on to another one.
The platforms tend to be regional too, right? So if you're wherever you are, what you need to do, in my opinion, is reach out. And I think as much of a hellfire burning landscape as Twitter is now, it is still a good place to reach out to people in your area in an anonymous way. Like, you can't do this on the Meta. You can't go onto Instagram and be like, hey, how do I find somebody to fuck my wife? Because that's complicated. But on Twitter, you can reach out and you can find people in your local area and figure out what websites they use that are active. I think that those dating apps are a great way to connect with people to help her figure out what it is she's actually looking for.
You've got to have fairly thick skin with dealing with these sorts of things, right? Because if you consider, from the point of view with a lot of dating apps, and look, I haven't spent a lot of time on dating apps because I've just not really had the need to date for a really, really long time because I've been married to Eve for, and we've been together for over 25 years or something. So, but I know that there's a lot of apps, and there are some apps that really have that idea about trying to find your life partner, trying to find love. And you would think that the people on those apps are a little bit more serious about that's what they're trying to find. The sort of apps that we're talking about, to me, especially with the single guys, are so casual. They're so in and out of those apps. It just depends on the weather. It depends on, if they've got 2 weeks holiday. It depends on, so much that they're just so transient in coming in and out of those apps that so much of the time they just want to fly in there, find a wife or someone who's just down to fuck and just go, yeah, let's chat and hopefully we'll just hook up this afternoon. A lot of them really, a lot of I would call it potential bulls, don't even have the vernacular for what we do in this lifestyle. They don't even really understand what a hot wife really is. They just go, woman wants to have sex with man, I man, I will have sex with woman. That's the way I see it so much of the time. It's sort of very caveman-esque. And those are just the muddy, turbulent seas that you have to navigate.
I think one thing that's when you go to this empowerment thing for women, make sure that your partner understands that she's got a huge amount of power in this, right? Like you said, there's tons of guys out there that want to put their dick in her, and she can kind of write the rules as far as who gets to. And I think that there's a lot of women that don't realize that.
Agreed. And another thing that's really worked for my partner is talking to other women in the lifestyle. Being around other women who do this brings a sense of normalcy to her and her way to do it. I also think it's an important thing to discuss that if you are going to enter this lifestyle, if you're going to look for those people who can take care of your wife sexually, you might find somebody who's wonderful. You're also going to deal with fakes and flakes. People are going to not show up. People are going to be lying. People are going to waste your time. And it is important, very important, to make sure that you and she both understand that before you enter this, because it can be disheartening. I know we found a guy that she really liked. We vetted him, we met him. We had a couple of drinks with them. We set up a play date. We went and got the hotel room. She got dressed in, I don't have the picture anymore, but it was spectacular. This little red dress with these white stockings and high heels. And she was fucking fire, man. And we were getting ready to leave the hotel room. And that human texted her and said, I've got childcare issues. I can't make it. Now, let me be clear. I 100% understand childcare issues. We all have responsibilities, all of us. But that human waited again until the last fucking second to tell us. Waited until we had, and if you've never spent time with your partner trying to make them feel better about being stood up by a man who was supposed to fuck them, you don't understand this lifestyle.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, I'm sorry that shit has happened to you, hopeful, but fuck, it's happened to us many
Gonna happen
times.
to everybody.
It happens. We sort of live fairly regional-esque, so our nearest city, we'll call it biggish city, is an hour and probably 30 minutes drive away on a good day. And so we had organized to go to the city and stay for a couple of nights. And we had this guy lined up and we're like, cool. She got dressed and she was in this slinky kind of little gray kind of dress that was short with like high heels and shit. Man, I was like, damn, she just had her hair done and stuff, and I was like, okay, I was caged, it was fine. So the, so we walked, you know, we went out and we were messaging the guy, because we've done this before. This wasn't like early on. This was like, you know, 6 or 7 months ago. And we were like, so yeah, we're heading out from the hotel. We're going to meet you at this bar here, right? And he was like, yeah, yeah, that's all cool. I'm just getting into an Uber. And we're like, cool. You know, we get down there and then we sat there. We ordered a drink and we're like, so, you know, how do you know where the entrance is? Like, how far away are you? And he's like, oh, I've just been like held up. And I'm like, okay, held up with what? You know, and it's like, it just never showed up. Just never showed up. You know, it just didn't come. And we were like, fucking hell. Like, the amount of effort that we've gone to, that he knows we have kids, he knows that we've traveled the hour and a half, he knows that we've got a hotel room. We know, like, we'd met the guy before for a coffee and a drink. Like, this guy must have known that this was a fairly sure thing, I guess, right? Not 100%, but fairly good odds, right? No, just didn't show up. I'm like, fucking hell, dude.
Yeah, we've all experienced these flakes. Are you guys a believer in kind of a signal to noise ratio? Because the people that we've sort of run into with the that ended up flaking, for lack of a better term, did a lot more of the texting and the you know, sort of the sexual back and forth. Whereas a lot of guys that we've had real good relationships with, we've, you know, talked general and talked logistics, but haven't spent a lot of the time on the, hey, send me a sexy picture. Are you jerking off right now? Whatever, you know, all of the masturbating, sorry, for women, all of that. And if you want a clue sometimes that you can reverse image search, if somebody sends you a picture, put in a picture, see if it's somebody else, right? Don't be unwise, be a little bit wary, but there's also real people out there.
Oh, no question. And I'll just point out while we're talking here, because of my ADD addled brain, I was just peeking at the tweeter and I made a comment on somebody, on an African-American gentleman's dick picture on the basic timeline. And that person sent me this message within a couple of seconds. How's the missus? Has she been getting dick down? And I replied, of course. Good morning. I appreciated your video. I will say, I do not speak about my wife in that way. Respectful, always. There are always going to be those guys who are, no matter what, think that this is a sexual lifestyle and not an intellectual one. My partner is going to be far more intrigued by your brain than by your penis. That said, she's going to expect you to have a large penis if she's going to fuck you. But she's never going to want to see it until you make her like your brain.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the number one thing. So, yeah, like I sort of said, so the way that we do things is that we're on the apps, but I'm not on the apps. Earlier on, I used to do some searching and I'd send her a link. What do you think about this guy? What do you think about that guy? And, you know, I got fucking headbutted down on that shit, you know, right to the face, like a Chelsea kiss. And I was like, okay, so I got to stop doing that because she really doesn't like that. She doesn't like it that, like, what I think she would like, I just serve up. She didn't like that. She didn't like the way that it felt. So she is the one that does the searching. And so when guys approach her and they message her, she answers, it's always her. But sometimes she doesn't, sorry, just context, she doesn't have DMs open on Twitter, right? Because she would get a lot, whereas I do, right? So I would, you know, frequently I get guys that would come, want to get to her through me. So then it's a real fine line. I'm like, oh, I don't want to do any handing over here or anything. But the amount of guys that just sort of sway in, just thinking that they're just going to brush open the door and pants down and straight into it. Like, I don't even know why guys would think that that would be a good experience. And like you said, Poe, those guys are never, ever going to be the guys that will actually go through with it. They will actually show up. They will actually be there for it because they're just trolling on the internet. So that's what you've got to watch out for. It's the ones that are too keen to meet up. Hey, let's meet up this afternoon. What are you guys up to right now? Like, let's meet up. Okay. Yeah. No, Like, no, don't fall for that shit. You've got to really get to know them. And even the conversations that I've had with guys that have sounded genuine, you know, and they're all like, oh, can I show you a dick pic? And I'm like, there's no point, dude. Like, you know, if you tell me and you think your size is like reasonable about what she's asking for, then that's fine. But you need to sway her mind first. And I would definitely suggest doing that first. Because if you lead with the dick pic, you will walk out the door with it in your hand, right? By yourself.
Like you, Oss, I get a lot of men who reach out to me via DM. Because Tatiana doesn't follow back. She is on Twitter for the dopamine hits here and there. It's not a huge thing for her the way it is for me. And like Eve, if she had her DMs open to everybody, she'd get fucking inundated. She has before. She learned her lesson. So frequently, men will reach out to me, and I always tell them the same thing. I don't have any say, brother. There's nothing I can do to help you get in her pants except for this. And I always tell them the exact same thing. If you treat her like you want to date her, you might get to fuck her. If you treat her like you want to fuck her, you won't get anywhere. Treat her like she's a person that you're interested in, and she may return that interest. Treat her like an object you want to fuck, and you will be alone.
Just because of my wife's a slut, maybe she doesn't want to be a slut for you. She doesn't want to be a slut for everybody, right? She's a person before she's a slut.
This lifestyle is so important to respect women. They have agency. They have choice. You have to treat them like human beings if you want to get to know them in the way you want to get to know them. Treating them like objects will get you shown the door. These are sophisticated, intellectual women. It is not every woman who can do this. The numbers are ridiculous. There's like 100 guys who want to be cucked for every woman who's able or willing to do it. You have to understand, if you want to enter into somebody else's marriage in a sexual way, the way you do in our relationships, you have to do that with respect. You have to do that with an eye on how you treat the people as humans. And I'll tell you, my wife will look any bull in the eye and say, if you treat my cuck poorly, you're gone. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, this is it. She's adamant. I'm her favorite person. Be a dick to me and you got to go.
Yeah. And I think there's just guys that approach this don't seem to get that, you know, and I actually have not had that many guys that have come to me and gone, So you're a husband. So can you tell me what she likes? Can you tell me how would be a good way to actually have a discussion with your wife? I'm like, my God, I'm like your biggest ally. Why aren't more guys doing that? Like, why wouldn't more guys approach me and say, I'd like to get to know your wife a little bit more. Can you help me with that? Sure. I'll say sure. Like, I'm not giving you the secrets book. I'm not giving you a playbook. But I can open the door for you at least and help. It doesn't seem to happen that much. That got me thinking about something else, which was standards. And if we're talking about how to find a bull, so far in our experience, and I'm not going to say numbers about how many guys that Eve's been with, but it's more than five. Probably quite a bit more than that.
It's a small group.
It's a small group, okay? Now, I can tell you how many men on the apps have got washboard abs and, you know, professional sort of photos and, you know, really kind of chiseled Brad Pitt, Chris Pratt, whatever, you know, sort of image you have in your mind. I've seen plenty of those profiles. Guess how many of those guys she's actually hooked up with? Zilcheruni, big eggs, because they're so often fake. I know those are the ones that are going to attract you. And it's like, you know, when you get a friend request on Meta from some supermodel, like, hi, how have you been? I'm like, fuck it, like, as if I know you. Listen, you've got to look out for those. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't dudes that have got the six packs and got that sort of, but it's just, in my experience, I've never found them. There's been ones that we've had conversations with that have been really ripped, or ex-bodybuilders or any of that sort of stuff. None of them have worked out. It's just a thing. It's the guys where you go, okay, well, this guy actually, talks, and his photos are a bit not so good, but he's got stuff written in his profile. So he's actually thought about what he wanted to say. He's not just all like, what are you here for? To fuck your wife. And that's all they've written in their profile. Like, that's never going to work out. Look for people that have spent some time and effort and are interested and have written in their profile and have some photos and probably don't have photos of them fucking other women. You know, like, some of that stuff is just
retarded. If they put pictures of themselves fucking other women on their profile, I don't have a problem with that in general. As long as the woman that they're fucking agreed to have that photo be there. Because my partner would never agree to that. And if someone...
Neither would mine. But that's the problem. I only have his word to go on, right? So that doesn't make me feel comfortable at all.
Like, and again, objectifying women is not the way to be in this lifestyle. You will never be able to be with my partner as an object. You'll be with her as a woman because she chose you, or you won't be with her.
I think maybe we should talk about a little bit about meeting people for real life, and I haven't got a lot of experience with going to any like events and that sort of stuff. Sometimes, but not really.
Yeah. So one of the things that we've been talking about is now that we're back in the lifestyle is she there's some parties down in Rhode Island that are easy to visit, and it's something that she's talked about a lot. And I'm all for that. I think that's a great way to go, because then you're gauging chemistry right from the start. Everybody knows what they're there for, and I think that's a very good way to go. For her, again, and I think for most of the women in this lifestyle, and tell me if I'm wrong, us, they have to have an intellectual connection. If they don't, if they don't feel good about the person that they're spending time with, they're not going to do it. These are not lonely women.
100%, and I feel like with going to events, the problem is that if there's, I don't know, 20, 30 people like at those events, that the chances of her connecting with someone that she's A, attracted to physically, B, connects with on a mental kind of capacity, and C, even just gets to have a conversation with them. It's tough. It would be difficult to do at one of those sorts of events and actually yield results of actually meeting someone. Unless it was, I think, something maybe prearranged. So, and I think that's probably another way, like you mentioned before, was reach out to other women in the lifestyle. I think a lot of people really meet other, you know, bulls, and I've definitely done this. I've known of other cuckold couples that are in our general area who I've made a recommendation of a bull who Eva was with, who was great, and he was a great guy, and he was just really respectful, really good at what he did, and I recommended him to them, and they hooked up with him. So coming off recommendations can be a really great thing, especially if you're first getting into the lifestyle, because if that first experience is an absolute dumpster fire, then it's probably kind of set you back a little bit. Whereas if you get a bit of a recommendation, or you fall in with someone who's in the lifestyle already that can help you through it and navigate and maybe introduce you to someone, I think that's probably a good way to start.
I believe 100% that individual who texted us at the last minute after she was dressed and ready to go out, the guy who texted us at the last minute to cancel on her, I think he set us back months, because we had vetted him. Like we were, everything was set. And then he was like, meh. And that's a complicated thing for a woman. I highly recommend, if you want to be in this lifestyle and you want your partner to be happy, to follow Aussie's advice, reach out to other couples in the area. Talk to them about who works. This is a lifestyle literally about sharing. Now, I never say I share my wife because I don't own her, I don't control her. She decides what she wants to do. But if she talked to other women about bulls that they could share, that I have no problem with. And I think that's a great way to find people and use the apps that have ratings, that have recommendations, that where you can verify somebody is the real deal, because that helps too, I think.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, Eve finds some of those things about like verifications or like recommendations or like, I don't know, reviews almost. You know, she finds those things a little bit cringy because she doesn't like people like saying things about her, and she doesn't really like writing things about other people. But at the same time, when you come across a profile that's got some, you're kind of like, okay, well, they seem genuine.
You have to, number one, get better about weeding them out. But number two, you have to expect it to happen, and you can't let it derail where you are or who you want to be because somebody else is a fucking asshole.
I think you've got to really connect with the person and make sure that that person is the right person for you and your partner.
Oh, 100%.
I wouldn't worry so much at this point about size and, you know, 100% physical looks and washboard and, like, you know, something that can actually be difficult for cucks to deal with is that, you know, I'm 6'5". That we have, actually, we met one guy just a couple of weeks ago who was my height. That's the first time, right? Just about all the other times, they're shorter than me. But if you're a short guy and you want her to be with taller guys and she likes to be with taller guys, don't be upset if she's with a short guy. You know, if you're an overweight or a bit overweight and then and you know that she wants to be with a really ripped guy, don't be upset if she's with someone who's a little bit overweight. Like, trying to project about what you think you want from her for your own fantasy reason is never going to work out well. And I preach, but I tell you, I've gone through it, and I'm not a saint, but a speck of wisdom that it's a difficult thing to get through. But
100%. And I'll add one last thing, and I think we should wrap up, boss. The last guy that we met, we got to the table. We were waiting for him to arrive. He showed up. He was looked like his pictures. He sat down with us. We had a nice interaction. I liked him so much that I forgot to put her first. And I didn't realize she was uncomfortable. And I learned a huge lesson that night, because as he walked in, she's very observant. She saw him taking off a wedding ring. And immediately she was like, nope, 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 nope. And I didn't see that. And I didn't pay attention to her enough. And I was all excited that we had finally found somebody that I really liked, blah, blah, blah. And that was a huge mistake that I made that I will never make again. Always, always, always put her above everything else.
Great place to finish.
Yeah. I let me just tell you, gentlemen, I really enjoyed this conversation, and I look forward to our next one. And I'd like to thank all of you for tuning in and listening to Cuck My Life today, for joining us here. If you have any comments on today's episode or any other episode that we've done, or any questions about us or for us, we are happy to talk to you. Details are in the show notes. From the whole panel here at Cuck My Life, take care, and we'll see you next week.